Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Hakanim Hayetzim Mina Aris. If there's branches, if there's poles that are sticking out of a aris, so that we've spoken about in the past, a aris is this trellis standing trellis that the grapevines grow on, and this one has horizontal poles growing out of the top of this trellis, poles that are sticking out of the trellis, and they're not meant for the grapevines to grow on these poles. They just happen to be sticking out. B'chasaleim lepaskan, and the owner, chas literally means had mercy, had rachmanis. He didn't want to destroy the wood by cutting the poles shorter. He wanted to keep his poles longer poles, and he preferred not to cut them. So kenagdan mutter. It's permissible to plant underneath these poles, even though generally it's prohibited to plant other species underneath a part of the trellis, even the part of the trellis that does not have grapevine growing on it. But underneath these poles are not considered part of the trellis. They happen to be extending out, but they're not part of the trellis, and he's allowed to plant underneath them. But a son, Kadeshia Halach Aleim Machadash, Aser, if he made them intentionally extending so that the new growth of the grapevines can grow out and grow on these poles, so then it's just part of the trellis, and it's secondary to the grapevine, and you can't plant other species underneath it. Mishnah Tes, HaPerach HaYetze Min HaAretz. If there's growth, a branch that's growing out from the Aris vineyard, sticking out of the trellis area is a branch growing out, and it's growing beyond the work area of this vineyard. So for our aris vineyard, there's a 4-hama work area space. This branch is extending even beyond that area. So then the halacha is, Ryan I say ki'ilu metutelas tuliya bay. We look at it as if there is a metutelas, a weight that's dropping down, a sinker weight that was used to measure exactly what's the space underneath the branch. And connect aser, the space that's exactly underneath that branch is aser. It's prohibited to plant any other species underneath that branch, directly underneath it. But you don't have to give any area around it. Just what's directly underneath that branch that's beyond the 4-hama work area. Anything within the 4-hama work area, regardless, you wouldn't be able to plant other species, even if there weren't branches growing into it. But the branch that extends beyond that 4-hama is just what's directly underneath it. V'chein b'delis, and similarly for a delis, which is a single a grapevine that's trained to grow up on supported posts, so also, this single grapevine has a 6 tefachim work area around it, but if there would be branches that would extend beyond the 6 tefachim area, so that only the area that's exactly directly underneath those branches, one's prohibited from planting other species. The Mishnah now brings a different case. Hamiteach zmeira mi'ilan le'ilan. Someone who stretches a branch of the grapevine from one tree to another tree, and he stretches it, and now spanning across the space, tachta aser, what's underneath that branch, it's prohibited to plant other species because you're planting other species underneath this grapevine. Sipka b'chevel ibegemi, if he stretched and extended the grapevine from one tree to another tree by using a rope or some sort of reed to tie to the grapevine and stretch it out to be able to extend it to reach the next tree. So then, tachas hasipuk mutter, under the area that's the rope or the reed that's not the grapevine, under that part, one is allowed to plant other species. Here, the rope does not become secondary to the grapevine; it retains its own importance as a separate entity. But if the rope's purpose was kadeshi ahalach alavachadash, if he made this extension with this rope with the intention that he wants the grapevine to grow and extend along this rope, and the vine should grow on it, so then it becomes like a trellis that becomes secondary to the grapevine, and then usher is prohibited to plant underneath even the extension part, the rope that's not the actual grapevine. It's secondary to the grapevine, and one cannot plant other species underneath it.